John Poole is a Banff Community High School student. He joins me on the program this morning. How you doing?
Good, you?
Good. John, I understand that you recently participated in the Canada-wide science fair in Fredericton, New Brunswick. And I understand that you won a pretty big prize.
I managed to get a bronze medal this year. It was the 7-8 grade age group. There were about 30 projects that got a bronze medal, and I was one of them.
Fantastic. And tell us a little bit about your project.
My project tested two different varieties of mushrooms and their growth under petroleum-contaminated environments to find out if one or the other would be a potential source of bioremediation.
And what did you find out?
I found that they grew larger in the contaminated substrate, leading me to believe that since the chitin in mushrooms can break the hydrocarbon bonds in wood, that they broke down the petroleum hydrocarbon into a nutrient that could be absorbed.
That's a pretty ambitious project for a grade 8 student. Congratulations on your big bronze medal win.
Thank you.
Grace McClintock-Luff was also one of the competitors at the Canada-wide Science Fair from Banff Community High School. What was your project all about?
I did a project with Sydney, who you'll talk to him in a second. We did a project about the bacteria found in organic and non-organic beef products. We wanted to know whether or not organic had more harmful bacteria than non-organic. And so we originally hypothesized that organic had less bacteria than non-organic, but we were later proven wrong.
So Sydney, what grade are you and Grace in?
7.
Was this your first experience at the Canada-wide Science Fair?
Yeah, it was.
What did you get out of that whole experience?
We were there for a full week. We got to do presentations to judges, the public. We got to do a lot of fun tours with Teen Alberta. It was a great experience overall with all the things we got to do. I learned a lot just from looking at other people's projects, too, not just my own. Some people did amazing projects. There were quite a few on beef like ours. There were a lot of amazing inventions, and quite a few were with prosthetic limbs.
Peter Poole, you were chaperoning these kids in Fredericton. What do you think these kids get out of an experience like this?
There's a grand discovery. Students are discovering something in their regional science fairs, and then they're discovering this great world of science and exploration that students from across the country like them are doing in one field of investigation or another. That's just a thrill for all of these students. And I can see no better camp to go to than this Canada-wide science fair, where one moment you're out to the Bay of Fundy seeing the largest tides in the world, and the next moment you're playing frisbee on a university playing field, and then you're dancing to fiddle tunes at night in a maritime setting. It's just tremendous.